All right. That is... Wow, that record is still going. Did not mean to do that. Wow, sorry, I'm a little all over the place. I did get up at, you know, like 5. Oh, man. Okay. So, if Spinatron will decide to work for once, let's get that pulled up right now. Why is that not working? Okay. Well... Yeah, of course that didn't work. We just heard We Got the Beat by the Go-Go's. Very upbeat kind of song. I feel like we needed that. Right before that, we heard Rio by Duran Duran. Great song. Leading into that, we heard Heaven or Las Vegas by the Cocteau Twins. Also a great song. Kind of the theme of this set, I guess, is great songs, because right before that, we heard Forever Young by Alphaville. Wow, what a song, right? And to start the set, we heard Purple Rain, Prince and the Revolution. Talk about great songs. Jeez, maybe one of the best songs of all time. Maybe. I don't know. One of, for sure. Technically, we did start the set with the 2001 A Space Odyssey soundtrack. We heard, you know, and I really should pronounce this correctly because it's in German and I'm minoring in German, but okay, the song is called Also sprach Zarathustra. That's not a German word. Anyways, that is the song from the beginning of 2001 A Space Odyssey. You know, the do, 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 do. That's used in, like, any movie ever where they go to the moon, basically. Okay, anyways, that was from 2001 A Space Odyssey, which we have on vinyl. It is awesome. We have so many great soundtracks. It's not even funny. And I'm so glad that people have been using all of the soundtracks today. This morning, I played from the Star Wars Empire Strikes Back soundtrack. And I know a lot of other people have been doing that today. I wanted to play from the Star Trek 4th movie soundtrack because I know that we have it. I can't find it right now. But I was going to do that. I was going to play, you know, the Star Trek theme song. That seemed like a lot of fun. But then I found 2001 A Space Odyssey and I said, yeah, that'll be even better. We have so many great soundtracks. We have Paris, Texas. We have Wings of Desire. We have Do the Right Thing. We have True Stories, the Talking Heads movie. That might be a fun one. I should maybe go find that. We have so much great stuff in our little soundtrack section. Speaking of soundtrack, Prince and the Revolution, Purple Rain. Who even says Prince and the Revolution? I just say Prince, but not to diss the Revolution. But Purple Rain was in the ending of Stranger Things. I mean, I guess spoilers, but if you haven't seen it by now, I don't know what to tell you, but that's like kind of at the end of all of Stranger Things. Great song. Really great song. Also, super long. 8 minutes and 43 seconds long. Holy cow. But that is definitely one of our most beloved records because many people have been playing that today. And also, it's well-worn. You can kind of hear it. And there was also one section where it was stuck in a loop and I had to move it. I was like, wow, I feel like I've heard this part before. And it took a little too long. It took like 10 seconds to realize, oh, that's looping. You know, which is a part of vinyl, which is one of the little quirks of vinyl that we all know and love. I don't know which is worse, skipping or when it gets stuck in a loop. I don't love skipping and I don't love scratching, but the loop is fixable, but then you kind of miss the part of the song that's like right after it, you know? I don't know. But most of our records are in surprisingly good condition. I mean, good is a subjective term here because a lot of them are dusty, which we do our best, but it's hard. A lot of them have little scratches on them, but for the most part, there aren't very deep scratches in any of the records, so they're all they're playable. Like you will hear the music and it will sound fine. A lot of static and lots of crackle and pop, but again, that's kind of part of the charm, isn't it? Some of our records are warped. Not too badly, but we do have some, you know, warp issues if records have been stored improperly for 20 years, which is the case with some of the records here. They'll get warped. Sometimes one will get shoved into the side of a shelf. Oh my god. And then you find it and it's like stuck, wedged between. We have like these metal shelves and they're kind of like modular. Like you can move these little like clamps in it to raise and lower the shelves and whatnot, but that leaves some space on the side, and it's like just wide enough for one record to fall through and get jammed in. And the issue with that is people will keep jamming in records over it, and then oh my god, that happened to Echo and the Bunnymen, Songs to Sing and Dance to, or Songs to Learn and Sing, I forget the name. It's a compilation album. That's one of my favorite records we have here because it has so many great Echo and the Bunnymen songs on it. Yeah, that happened to that one, unfortunately. It's still playable. You can still hear it. It's fine. It's just a little bit sad. This record that I'm about to play is in pristine condition because I don't think anybody ever played it. Yeah, it... You know, and you can get a sense from the review that's on it also that maybe the DJs back then didn't like this song. I was kind of mentioning earlier, it seems a lot of the DJs had issues with basically every album and 45 single that was ever sent in. I mean, most of the reviews are pretty negative on everything I've found, except for the Duran Duran album I just played. It just says good on it. So that's kind of the highest praise I've really seen from the former WRUV DJs. Just good. Check mark too. Yeah, well, this album, I shouldn't say album, it's a single, but we do have the album also, but it says, "Stick to what you're good at," from Editorial. I don't know who Editorial is. I've never seen a review signed off before either. So I wonder if that was a guest review and they just really wanted to be a hater. I don't blame them though. This song isn't great. It's actually like kind of the worst song ever, but I love it, which is why I'm playing it. And trust me, it's all going to make sense in a few moments when I start playing it. But the theme of this next section, I think, is bad music that I love. Bad music from the 80s specifically that is awful and so bad and I love it regardless. I feel like the 80s has a lot of music like that. There's a lot of like pop radio music from the 80s that is just so bad but so good because it is 80s. And I think at the time a lot of people hated it too. And I think in the years since, a lot of people have hated it. I don't care. It's wonderful. Any music from the 80s is great. When I was in my music history class, we came to the conclusion that the 80s is the most dated decade for pop music because in every other decade, pretty much, not every other, but since like the 60s, there's been music that you can hear and not maybe immediately know it's from that decade. If you hear pop music from the 80s, you know it's from the 80s because you'll hear some ridiculous, really bad synth or something like that. And the technology kind of just appeared and then people didn't know how to use it and they just did whatever with it. And then that kind of fell out of fashion by the 90s. Yeah, you know when a song is from the 80s, and that is the song we're about to hear, and I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you enjoy all of the songs that follow in this segment that I'm calling Bad Songs from the 80s that I love. Hope you enjoy. Also, it's about to be 11 o'clock, and you are tuned to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. You are listening to a special edition of The Truth Is Out There with DJ Abby E., and you are listening to our Vinylthon Marathon. Alrighty, hope you enjoy.